Germany is bucking a European trend of increased use of illicit drugs, with a remarkable drop in drug-related deaths last year and a steady decrease in the consumption of cannabis among young people. Figures published in Berlin on Tuesday by the German government and the Lisbon-based European Monitoring Centre for Drugs and Drug Addiction also show that the use of cocaine, the fastest-growing illicit drug in Europe, remains stable and is less widely used than in other European Union countries. Uwe Hessler has more details.
One of the most remarkable findings in the 2007 German Drugs Report is the substantial drop in the number of first-time users of cannabis. That number among German youngsters has halved over the past 3 years. The drug is still the most widely used in the European Union, where 1% of all adults are estimated to be daily users of cannabis. However, in Germany, such regular users make up only 0.5% of an 80 million-plus population. Tim Pfeiffer-Gerschel, head of the German branch of the European Monitoring Centre of Drugs and Drug Addiction, says lower figures than the EU average could be a result of a range of preventative programs successfully applied in Germany over the past few years.
It seems as if the major wave of cannabis use has already passed. Reasons why that has changed, it's just hypothesis. We have established several programs addressing cannabis use among adolescents, utilizing the internet as the main source of contact and information compared to the traditional treatment center, which is mainly oriented to heroin users. So that might be a reason why it's accepted.
Germany has been praised for its government-sponsored internet platform called Quit the Shit. There, cannabis users can anonymously monitor their consumption levels and seek advice on how to reduce it. With regard to cocaine use, the fastest-growing stimulant drug in Europe, Germany ranks well below Spain, Britain and 3 other EU countries. Heroin is more of a problem, especially among adult Germans. But here too, says Wolfgang Goetz, head of the European Monitoring Center, German programs are working effectively.
The substitution treatment, I think, is a really successful story to bring addicted heroin users away from their criminal activities. We have a lot of examples with quite good results.
One of these good results is the fact that drugs-related crime in Germany plunged by 8% last year, and the overall number of overdose drug deaths by 40% since the year 2000. But Tim Pfeiffer-Gerschel says the upbeat trend in Germany is no reason to be complacent.
I'm a bit careful. A decrease, on the one hand, tends to be reflected by an increase on the other hand. And I think it might be a very good idea to have a closer look at alcohol, for example. And there are some indicators that alcohol use, especially among the adolescents, has increased during the last years. So we shouldn't narrow our view too much.
Uwe Hessler, Deutsche Welle Radio, Berlin.